This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
First, we're going to start with the fart.
Yeah.
Okay, truthfully, sorry, Lise.
Like, oh, well. My 10-year-old brain.
I know.
Start with the fart.
I don't hear it, but there's this huge thing on the internet that someone farted during ESPN's First Take. It sounds, they say, like Max Kellerman is the one who farted and tried to cover it up with a cough. But I'm going to let you guys hear the evidence and see if you can figure it out.
Eric Bledsoe's a little
pit bull himself. Patrick Beverly is that kind of guy, and he's feisty. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting with the
Raptors. Yeah, I heard that. Those crappy speakers in my office didn't let me hear anything.
That was totally
It had a rumble.
Okay,
who started?
The other guy, the boxing guy. Max Kellerman. So I did, like, there was signs for me, like, that pointed out to, oh, that's the guy. He looked like he was having some discomfort.
Yeah, you saw that, yeah.
Right? He leaned to the side a bit. And then I'm going to show you from a different angle where he definitely looks like he lifted a cheek.
He tried to let some loose.
Patrick, if you watch, look at the video when they show Patrick.
So they take you through it again Patrick a couple Beverly times here, just in case you missed it the first time.
Kevin Durant, when he's sitting there going like this, the difference is that Draymond usually argues.
They slowed it down.
Okay, so this is it, him, the camera angle of looking at just him straight on. Just so it starts with
Parakeet.
This.
Cortez.
Whatever.
Oh, he knows. He had hard eyes.
Didn't you? Didn't he have hard eyes?
Oh, yeah.
He tried to cough. He did the cough, tried to cover it up, right?
Look at the fear.
Yeah, he knew he was going to fart. And that thing was nasty.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
It smelled.
It was a bad one.
God.
That thing was had some notes to it.
Oh, he definitely had the fart eyes.
He has fart eyes.
He has fart eyes for sure. But right at the beginning of this video, look how he leans.
Patrick Beverly is that kind of guy.
Down,
don't you think he's kind of like, oh,
yeah. He's thinking about it.
Yep. Like, I got something going on.
Oh, no.
The rumble guts kicked in.
Oh, no. That man farted.
And honestly, he was taking a real risk. Because, like, right now, I could fart. And I could probably...
Don't do it.
Is that a threat?
I think he's threatened. No, but I could probably sneak one out. It would still be gross, but I could probably sneak it out. But at the same time, there's a chance, probably a 25% chance, that it could make a ton of noise.
Yeah, you don't know what's on the other end.
Or it could stink.
Well, I'm not worried about it stinking. If I'm an animal and I'm just going to fart in here, I don't care if it stinks. That guy doesn't care. He was just trying to feel better.
Farts are like earthquakes in that you don't really know what you're dealing with till it happens.
Maybe you couldn't help it.
How strong it'll be.
Richter scale.
Yeah.
By the way, for the record, Max has denied that he farted. But I'll let you judge one more time for yourself.
Anything. Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond usually argues.
It's not
even
those mics pick up a lot.
Yes.
Man. But if you ever want to see someone with fart eyes, it's that guy right there.
Yeah. I don't think our mics would pick anything up.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think so, because you have to be direct.
And that was like a...
You're right.
You have to be direct.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've heard my own belly rumbles in my headphones.
I've definitely heard mine too.
It would all depend on how powerful my fart was.
It might be just like
in my
you
head.
Hear it.
Yeah, just in my body.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can hear it, I guess.
I think you can hear it.
Because I've heard it be like,
oh yeah, my whole, like right now I'm so starving. I'm so starving and my stomach's been growling. And if it growls while we're talking, you'll hear it for sure.
If there's like a pause.
It's been growling.
And like we're quiet for a
every
second,
once in a while you have to fart and something. It'll be like.
Like, yeah, whale noises. See, that's the thing they don't tell you. Like, I didn't know.
I'm just going to start farting.
I've been broadcasting for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, but it was always by myself. But then what they don't tell you is like when you're in this team environment.
Yeah.
The terrifying aspect of just. Trying not to fart in front of your colleagues.
Yep. Why are people so weird about their stomach noises? Like, why do we care so much about, like, because we're embarrassed by, like, oh, no, my stomach is making noise. Why?
Yeah.
It's
you know what? You're right.
Everyone,
I'm done.
You know,
I'm done being embarrassed.
I'm going to
fart. No, you're not
going to
fart now.
Fear. I like your noises.
We've been together long enough.
We've all had those days when we're hungry or whatever, and your stomach rumbles, and you're like,
you're like, oh, God.
Did you guys hear this story?
There we go.
Start talking.
I just did it.
Yeah.
No, not the farting part, but your stomach.
Yeah.
Like the noises that it makes.
See, mine comes from a place of growing up as a little fat kid and feeling like I was disgusting anyway, so the last thing I need is more disgusting.
Well, to me, it's just, it's clear I need to fart. When you are, when your stomach's making those lower...
Sometimes you don't need to, though.
Those lower bowel noises for me is always, it's a fart brewing.
You think it's a fart? See, I worry about worse.
Diarrhea? Yeah.
When I start
stuff has to happen.
You know, my stomach feels like sometimes, you know how in, like, they show you, like, global warming stuff, and there's, like, those ice chunks falling?
Oh, yeah.
There's times you're like, whoa, think a berg just broke, you know?
No, definitely. The more terrible the noise, generally it's...
But I've got stuff on deck. Many years from now, I'll be teaching a broadcasting school, and I'll be like, here's something you won't hear from any of those other... Yahoos, you gonna empty your bowels before you go in that studio? Yeah. You understand? Nobody wants to be embarrassed and get all the farts out.
Yep,
Andy Green, the radio professor.
I don't know, man. We do. We've been together longer than a lot of people ever. So why aren't we just farting in front of each other? You guys could handle it, right?
Yeah,
it's like 18 years.
I could never
you
fart.
You guys
in front
could handle it.
I don't.
No, it's not. Listen, we've always said, Chuck, we have a lady in the room.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what's different.
But even with, I was never one of those dudes.
Yeah, like, I'm not that guy either. I don't shit ass in front of other guys.
Yeah, I know. Well, me too, but you know how much
farting
pain?
Like that, like just be out in public farting, like they don't care.
I've been that's in a not... lot of pain in here.
Oh,
well, that's something about your diet you should probably change.
It was just the other day, I'm like in my head about, I'm like, man, I might have to run out of here in the middle of this break.
I've thought about just running out and doing a little quick lap outside.
I'm running back in.
And then coming back in. But then there's no, I might as well just do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to do a lap, and it's so clearly obvious that I just took a fart walk, then why not?
Because you're then we're not, a, we don't have to suffer through the stench.
Well, you guys are the weirdest group of guys that I've ever, like, hung out with.
Yeah.
About farts.
Because you would fart, no problem.
Yeah, like,
with your
buddies. With my buddies, I fart in front of my friends, no big deal. You guys act like it's weird if you go in the bathroom and fart at the urinal. I'm like, where else, where are you supposed to fart then?
I know,
I don't think it's weird in your own home.
I do.
I think it's gross.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's the greatest thing, but at the same time, if I'm hanging out with a group of dudes, like, I don't fart here because at least...
I know there are those dudes.
Yeah.
I'll fart outside. I know you guys are weird about it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to smell another man's ass the rest of the time.
Right.
You know, or hear it.
Smell that.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, in a group where a guy has farted, and it has been the most vile.
I've been in cars with dudes that are like that, and it's like, dude, it makes me not like you.
Well, if you want to judge for yourself who farted, you can go to twitter.com/DaveandChuck and see that tape.
I think it was the girl that farted.
Could be.
Oh, my God. That's a twist.
Yeah, it definitely would be a twist.
I'd like to see her eyeballs when it happens.
Yeah, show us her fart.
No one blames her.
No. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. White trash alert.
A substitute teacher in Kentucky, Brooke Ellen West. She's got a problem mixing business with pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a middle school teacher, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Officials say while she was teaching a class at Georgetown's Royal Spring Middle School, she was chugging shots of vodka.
Well, that's how it's done there.
Kentucky education.
Not what you should do. WKYT-TV has Brooke Ellen West's story. Let's listen in.
Brooke West's arrest citation says she admitted to drinking 4 shots of vodka around 11 a.m. Oh. By 3:20, she would be under arrest. A woman whose daughter goes to Royal Spring Middle School says girls in the class could tell something was wrong as soon as they walked in.
From what I understand, when the girls got to class, the teacher was behind the desk and she looked up at one of the girls and told her to shut up.
The troubles would continue.
And said some expletives. And then laid her head on the desk, and the next thing they know, she's asleep.
It was that behavior that led a student to talk to the school resource officer, Scott County Sheriff's deputy. He said Wes smelled of alcohol and was unsteady on her feet. Her arrest citation said a breathalyzer registered a blood alcohol level of 0.317,
more
than 3 times the legal limit. In a letter to WKYT, Scott County Schools said that substitute was filling in a half day in the afternoon. They also said she is no longer employed with the school system in any capacity.
Well, it's very scary, but it sounds like they did, RSMS did everything correctly. They have an officer on campus, and sounds like they handled it properly.
In Scott County, Victor Puente, WKYT.
I mean, you don't get that wanged on 4 shots.
No, no, she'd obviously been pre-gaming.
She's an alcoholic.
Yeah, she's been. She drank a whole bottle of
something. Can you imagine, though, like Lil Chuck's in the classroom and that's playing out? Like the teacher starts to do shots?
Can I be honest? Don't fall asleep on me. Mm. Not on my watch. You cannot. A sub could not have fallen asleep.
Dude, a sub that fell asleep in any of my classes would have woken up with so many penises on her head. Like drawn.
I can't see you doing that, though, Andy.
Not me, but the kids in my class would have.
I would have led a tiny group of vagrants to do all.
So she's doing shots, then she's telling the kids to shut up.
Yeah, and then she,
and then she passes.
She's a mess. Why don't you kids just shut up?
Why don't you take? Oh yes, tell me to shut up.
Oh, what a mess!
Yep.
What a nightmare!
Boys, get the glue.
Get the glue. Yeah. Kentucky teachers.
Yeah, she's.
And she just had to fill in half a day.
Well,
what's your secret?
Was she there the second half?
Booze.
Like, no, the first half. It was early in the morning.
Okay. I know that she was bombed by 11, but then I wonder if she, like, planned on just getting bombed at home and then got called in.
I haven't been even drinking that much.
I'm fine.
I just had one of those jugs with 3Xs on it.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Shut your little mouth.
Oh, jeez.
Get over there and just sit down and do
Yep. Okay.
All right, guys. We gotta do something about this.
Probably had her eyes open.
Shave her hair off.
You little bastards.
Get the scissors quick. I'm gonna cut her sleeves off.
Her sleeves.
Her sleeves are off.
Not my sleeves.
She's a lady that looks like she needs sleeves, too.
She is an unfortunate-looking woman.
Yeah, she is, absolutely.
Listen, that's one of the higher numbers we hear.
0.3 is crazy, dude.
And wasn't it like 0.37?
That's like a third of your blood is alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's bad times.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This guy shared a funny video online. He was at a party. He went outside for a bit to have a smoke. Then he came back inside, made himself some noodles, and passed out on the couch. He accidentally walked into the house next door, though. It wasn't until the next morning that they woke him up and were like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
But they were so nice about it all. Now, this video, this dude has a thick Scottish accent.
Awesome.
So it's kind of hard to understand for most people, but I'm going to play it. We put a link to it up at davidcheckthefreak.com if you want to see it for yourself. This is how it played out. By the way, just a little heads up here. When he says fag, he's talking about a cigarette, because that's what they call smokes over there.
Oh.
All right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So no one freaks out. This is the video that he taped himself when he woke up the next morning after this house party.
So hold on a minute, right? Genuinely, this couple have woke me up, right, on their couch, right? This is absolute gospel, right? This couple have woke me up, right, and went, like, who are you, right? And I'm like, he told them just when I was at this party last night here, and they're like, there was no party. I'm like, no, there was. I remember the Northern Lights, right? And he went, no, trust me, there's no party here last night. They have just woke up on our couch, right? So I went to get a taxi last night. Gospel. I went to get a taxi last night, the taxi's left, and I've come into the Rang House. I've come into the Rang House, got a cover, went to sleep. And this couple, look, this couple woke me up this morning like that. Who are you?
They're so nice.
That is
super cool.
So what I've done is, instead of getting back into the party, I've went into the house next door. I've went into the house next door. And thank God, this woman's from Glasgow, so she's like, and we're welcoming. Cup of tea, a fag.
Glasgow's awesome.
But like, the party was next door.
Scottish people.
No danger. They're like, you've woke up and there's a pot of noodles. I must have been made myself.
I can't even tell what he's saying.
I know.
He's dying though.
Honestly, hilarious. Thank you very much for being so understanding.
Wow, well, that is a party.
So apparently that's the country you want to be in if you do that.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not going to shoot you
or they're going to make you a cup of tea and give you a smoke.
Because here, it'd be like, I woke up in somebody's house, and they shot me right in the chest six times.
Yeah, right? Different story.
Yep.
Not laughing.
They didn't even offer me a cigarette.
Well, they didn't even call the cops.
No.
Like, they went right to Facebook Live.
You know what I mean?
It's different.
Yeah.
So just to break it down there, in case you missed it, he said, I went to get a taxi. He was having a smoke. The taxi left, and I came into the wrong house. I came in, got a blanket, went to sleep. Instead of going back to the party, I went into the house next door by mistake. He said, I must have been making myself noodles because there's an unfinished pot of noodles in the kitchen. He said, thank God this woman's from Glasgow. She was like, you're welcome. Get a cup of tea and a fag. Thank you very much for understanding. Lovely people there.
Yeah, they're a fun bunch. It's the Scots.
I don't know if your video would be so, like, you'd be laughing so much, like, if you were in someone else's house.
I'd be like, I am in somebody's house. Right now, and I'm terrified they're going to wake up.
I've got to be honest with you. I smell something. I smell a Yankee.
I'm trying to make noodles right now, real quick, because I've got to get out of here.
Are you making noodles, Ernest?
Oh, he's up. Some rednecks up.
I'm typing on the system like, Jesus. Andy, get out! Andy, get out!
Yeah, I'm trying. I gotta wait on these goddamn noodles. I'm not ramen. I'm quick. It's a nice, good
noodle. Something smells good.
Oh, man, he's slow to wake up, though. I hear him loading guns. He's on the toilet right now.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, goodness. So
I figure I got about 8 more minutes. These noodles will be done, and I'm booking it out of here. I gotta really be sneaky.
Ernest! Oh, God, he's gone. I'm taking these noodles, man! Oh, my God! I can't make it!
Oh, yeah, you're not gonna make it.
Yeah, it's cold.
You're not gonna make it.
Everything's cold and dark. It happened.
Yep. A much sadder Facebook Live.
Yeah, a little different.
Wow.
He's just like, man, I had a party. Glasgow.
I thought it was hilarious.
The woman, the couple, she was dying in the background. She was laughing so hard.
Yeah, they're cool.
Good people. Man, that's the couple's house you want to accidentally sleep in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be cool to you if you're in my house. I'll say that.
No, no.
But
no.
Well, you're not going to shoot.
But I'm not going to laugh it up.
No. I'm going to wake you up with boiling water, medieval style.
Something I think he said, I almost nearly pissed myself. He did at one point, yeah. He was laughing so hard. That's what he said.
Yeah, I don't want somebody sleeping on my couch with their feet.
Their feet?
I know.
Oh, there's so many other parts that could be worse. Let's hope they're at least, they got underpants on.
That town, man. I didn't want to leave that town.
Glasgow's hardcore, right?
Mm-hmm. I stayed there for like 4 days. I was like, dude, this place is amazing.
Pat's
it's
with
a,
us.
It's a dump, too, but it's just amazing.
Yeah. Boston. Off to Boston with Pat. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's your story?
Good. Good. So, real funny hearing this. I had the almost exact same story happen to a buddy of mine. When we were in high school, we went to a party at my buddy's parents' house in Rhode Island. And he goes out to the car to go hook up with this girl. She realizes he's way too drunk to get anywhere, so she just ditches him, and he stays outside, smokes a cigarette, gets all turned around, and goes to the house across the street, which they all looked alike. He thought it was the house that we were partying at. So he gets there, all the lights are turned off, the doors are locked. He just thinks we're messing with him because that's the kind of people we were. We thought we just turned off all the lights and we're just, locking him out just to, screw around with him. So he actually kicks in the screen door, walks around the house and, starts screaming for everybody, hello, hello, sits on the couch and just kind of starts to fall asleep. About a half hour later, we realize that he's missing. We go outside, we're screaming and hooting and hollering for him. And then he walks out the door, he goes, whose house was I just in? And we go back, we go back to my buddy's house, we fall asleep, we wake up, cops are knocking on the door, there's three cops there. And he ends up getting arrested.
Oh, he did get arrested?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He ended up getting arrested. He had to go. He got B&E charges. And, the people were actually in the house. And they're
terrified.
I think they were just too scared to react or anything.
Right. So, sure, yeah. They were all huddled down their safe room.
Just hold on.
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly. And, this kid and, this kid.
He'll be a man or something. Like,
no. I can't imagine what was going through these people's head. This random kid brawling around their house. Screaming,
oh, yeah, they thought there was some killer was trying to break in and get them.
I just know guys that are just waiting.
Oh,
man. They want it to happen so bad.
We got to leave treats for you.
This happened to Dave's dad. He's joining us next on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
What'd you do?
Not me, but when I was... So I was, a lot younger, but when my father... Like, we lived in these, apartment complexes, and there's three buildings that look exactly the same. And my father came home one day, and when he tried to open the door, he thought my mother locked the door because she was mad at him.
Yeah.
And so he punched through the window of the door.
Ooh.
And unlocked it. And when he walked in and saw that it was different wallpaper, he was like, oh man. So then he got out of there, and the people were pretty cool, but it was bad because the people were hiding in the closet. But then when they realized it was him, they were like, oh, it's all right. And they didn't call the cops or anything. So it was ended up all good for what it was, the scenario under the circumstances. But
could have been, so many people have been terrified by strangers coming into their house thinking it was their place.
Well, my buddy's dad would do this on a regular. He would wake up on people's lawns. He would go into the wrong house all the time.
Just because he drank.
But everybody kind of knew.
Yeah.
I
said, me and my buddy partied in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He disappeared. Call me in the morning. He said if he woke up in a house full of Asians standing around him. And then there's this one, right? This is what we're saying. They're so lucky they didn't come into my house. Husband is a cop. We're big gun people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how people get shot. A drunken mistake.
Well, yeah. Sure. Well, yeah, sometimes.
Well, also, control yourself when you drink, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been as inebriated as a human being can be, and I always end up on my couch.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's a good thing. I see those clone homes, though, where every single one looks identical. And I do think, wow, God, I can see how it happens in neighborhoods like that.
Yeah.
Every place looks the same.
Like that. This actually reminds me, I don't know if I ever told this story on the air. I wasn't drunk or anything, but I came home. But my whole reality was thrown asunder because I had parked one parking lot earlier than my actual parking lot.
Right. Did everything the same.
Looks the same.
Yeah.
And I'm walking towards my door. And in my window of, the sliding glass door of the window, two giant Great Danes jump
and start barking at me. And there's little pieces in there! I'm like, why are there great Danes in my plate? Ouch, my gentle Jesus!
Yeah.
This is the big one! Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, God, it's somebody else's place.
Thank God, though, right? Like, thank God those dogs jumped up.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Beautiful. I tried to get in.
I was just like, little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. I failed you. I almost broke down, like, went to my knees, like, no, why? Two great games from hell.
How did the great games even get in there?
It's wild.
Well, I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not my place.
Run place.
Yeah, one building too early.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good. We're talking about this guy who woke up hungover in someone else's house, and you had a story.
Okay, so I was a firefighter in the little town outside of Mass, and we had had a call for a missing guy. And come to find out, these guys that all got together to have a bachelor party at a friend's house, you know, they had drinking, definitely a lot of drinking. One of the guys got real drunk, so they didn't want him in the house because they figured he would throw up. So they put him in the bed of a truck outside. It wasn't too cold or anything. It was like early fall. And, you know, they was letting him sleep it off. So about 2 hours later, they go out to check on him, and he's not there. But they notice blood on the side of the pickup truck.
Uh-oh.
So of course, they start looking for him, and they're getting worried. So after about 45 minutes to an hour looking for him, they called us, the police, the fire department. We show up. Everybody starts looking for him. About half an hour later, I see the blood trail, and I followed it, and it was to the house next door. So evidently, he woke up, got out the truck but fell, and, you know, thought he was going into the house. Well, they found him next door. It was a lady that was upstairs sleeping, and that was how we found him. But she was screaming because he came in the house. Evidently, he must have had to use the bathroom. He didn't find the bathroom. She had a leather couch. He pooped himself, went up the stairs, probably looking for the bathroom. He couldn't find it, so both sides of the wall had poop going up it and poop going down it.
Oh, dirty bastard!
And he ended up, you know, after we found him and stuff, and they took him to the hospital. Of course, they had to pay for it, but we found out later his girlfriend that he was going to get married to. She divorced. Well, she's left him, but they had to pay for this woman's house to be clean. It's like hazmat. It was a mess.
Wow. Wow. One drunken bachelor party led to a poop disaster.
Yeah. Have you ever had a buddy disappear on you like that, though?
Like, I'm trying to think.
Because I have. We were at a party, and one of like my best bud at the time, gone.
Yeah.
We're like, what did he do? Did he go home? It was not cold outside, but not super warm. And we were like looking everywhere. And then I noticed what looked like a dead body on like a wood pile.
Yeah.
He climbed a wood pile to go to sleep.
Oh, just
and we found
comfortable
him.
To
but
him
thank then? God. Like, but it was hours.
Yeah. Some people, I've heard of people falling asleep in cold weather like that.
Oh.
And they get hypothermia and like frostbite on their limbs and amputations and stuff. But no, I don't think I ever had any of my. I was dealing with pros, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I went from nothing to the big leagues.
Yeah, exactly.
Right away.
Yeah.
Now on a regular line here is Alex. Alex, yours did not end up very well when you wandered into the wrong house.
No, I had a bad one. I was drinking at my house, getting pretty toasted. The kids were gone. I ended up getting into an argument with my girlfriend, so I decided to leave and go to a buddy's house. Got a little blackout-ish and lost my way and stumbled into a house, and it ended up being a cop's house.
Who? What happened?
He ran after me after I realized where I was. I tried to take off the door, tackled me down, and ended up doing 2 years in prison for it. And the crazy thing is they all fell asleep in the living room. If he would have been upstairs in his bedroom, he'd have had his gun on him, and I probably wouldn't have walked out of there.
Oh, my God, you'd have been so dead.
Dude, so prison. 2 years for what, for break and enter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a home invasion, and then he also, because when he took me down to the ground, he scratched up his hand, so they got me for assault and battery, too. They kind of hit me with the book for that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a cop's house, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be bad for you.
Oh, that's great. Okay. A drunken mistake, walking into the wrong house, 2 years in prison.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Watch where you're going.
I know you can't do it. It's like there's no defense that I was intoxicated. I wasn't was no malice. There was no harm intended.
Well, I mean, they didn't get him the best lawyer either, it sounds like, but
yeah.
It's yeah, man, you just got to control yourself.
Yeah, you have to be, even when you're drunk or high, you're in charge of whatever you do that state.
It's no excuse.
Someone said my buddy went into a random apartment by mistake when he was blackout drunk at college. He woke up with two chicks holding knives to him. Also, there's like two girls, like basically you and your roommate.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a strange man in the house. You are going into attack mode, right?
Yeah.
No,
you're never seen again in Lisa's house.
Right. It's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Steve's in Tampa. So what's your story, man?
So I ended up getting super drunk at this cabin rental place and decided I was going to go to the bathroom late at night. And I was gone for a while. On my way back, I decided I was going to try and scare all my buddies that were still in the cabin. Well, I ended up walking into the wrong cabin, screaming and yelling, and it turned out to be a bunch of kids playing board games. Pretty much scared the life out of them and ended up looking like a psychopath.
Well, yes. A strange man wanders into a cabin in the woods.
Jesus Christ! Monopoly's over! Jesus.
Everybody, no.
Yeah, did you get here to kill us?
No. Wrong place.
You're the wrong place?
Wrong place.
Well, here's I'm traumatized.
$20. Here's $20.
I'm trying $20. That's pretty sweet.
Here's $40.
Oh, they don't talk about this in those stories.
No.
$30. Mom's a word.
Right, because I assume teenagers in a cabin in the woods, you're already a little on edge about the serial killer that's going to break in and,
you know,
wearing a mask, going to stab you all to death.
Yeah.
So probably wasn't that great when that guy did that.
No.
A few more quick calls here. The story is about this dude in Scotland. He went into the wrong house, the house next door to the party he was at, passed out on the couch, well, made himself some noodles first and then passed out. When he woke up the next morning, the couple was great. They offered him a cup of tea and a smoke and just like had a good laugh with him about the whole thing. Other times it doesn't work out that way. Like you get shot or go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to you, Jamie? And not many women do this, but your female friend did it.
Amazing.
Yeah. I have a friend. This has happened to her on a couple different occasions. When she drinks, she kind of just wanders off. And one time she was lucky enough that she wandered into somebody's house. They woke up, found her, and she ran out and thought she was okay. But they later found her wallet and ended up calling her mom and giving it back to her. So she didn't fare so well then. But another time she went to a party miles away, slept at these people's house for the night. They let her stay there. And then they drove her back to my apartment the next morning.
Oh my God.
And nothing happened. I mean, she's so lucky that nothing's ever happened.
Well, being a woman, you get different treatment as a woman. One, it is dangerous. You never know whose house she's going to walk into. But two, I think if she walks into a normal person's house, not a psychopath, they're going to be like, oh, poor thing, she's in the wrong place.
Yeah, but I'm just waiting, you know. For
I think I'd be more scared of a woman.
You would, really?
Because I'd be like, what is this? is mannequin happening? Is this like an 80s movie? Where did this?
You'd assume it was a trap?
Well, and then, what am I going to get accused of?
Well,
or
I'm like,
get out.
Yeah.
Woman. Get. Go on, get.
Go on, get.
Get. Shoo.
Shoo.
These people say, we live in a townhouse complex in Lakeland, Florida, and we have to keep our front door locked at all times because we've had people just walk in thinking they were in the right townhouse. They always walk in, take about two steps, look around, turn around, walk back out. So front door locked all the time.
Mm.
That's one of those places, I'm sure, where they all look exactly the same.
Yeah. You got to lock your doors.
Oh, absolutely you do. Greg's with us from Royal Oak. Hi, Greg. Good morning, man.
Morning. Penis balls.
Penis to you, sir. Penis. What happened?
I was in college. Me and my buddies were having a party at my apartment. And next day, my buddy was staying there. And the next day, we didn't know where my buddy is. We couldn't find him. We were looking all over the place for him. Probably about 15-20 minutes we were looking for him. We found him, my buddy found him in the bathroom, naked. He was naked, passed out in the bathtub with water up to his face.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah.
almost dead.
Outside the bathroom, it was flooded, just flooded. The carpet was soaked, everything. We finally asked him, like, what happened? He was like, he couldn't find a blanket. He had no place to sleep because too many people were sleeping over. So he just went to the bathroom. He was cold, so put on the warm water and just fell asleep.
Wow, he's so lucky he did not drown to death.
Yep.
Right? He's incredibly lucky to be alive.
I'd be so pissed. Somebody did that at my house.
Oh.
That's the last thing I would think of, though, is get naked into a bathtub and turn hot water
on. Be like, what's the matter with you? We're not friends. I should have drowned you. You got to clean this mess up, fella.
Yeah.
If I see a mess like that, I might just murder you.
Get a plunger, push him.
Yeah. Look out.
He did it.
Someone said, same thing happened to my cousin. He was at a college party at a friend's house in a subdivision of mostly student houses, but they're all cookie cutter and there are some families that live in the neighborhood. He came back alone from the bars to another house party, walked into the wrong house, doors unlocked and everything, started making some food. Homeowners woke up and confronted him. Long story short, he was clearly hammered and ended up getting in a fight with the guy. Almost had to do weekends in jail, but got off with a fine and community service. This guy is the most fun in the world, always down to party, hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah, just dumb.
And then one more here. Chris is up next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, y'all? Calling in from Dallas. Love the show. Penis and Paul.
Penis to you, sir.
So, I was going to pick up some of the devil's lettuce from a friend of mine that I was
a fine
intoxicated in a different way. And he tells me, oh, yeah, come over. And so I go over there, and the door is open on his apartment. I walk into the apartment, and sure enough, there's two ladies standing there just staring at me with these blank stares. I'm like, hi, I'm looking for, let's say, James. And they're like, who? I'm like, James? They're like, wrong apartment. And I very awkwardly and slowly backed out of there, got in my car as they stared me down, and they were on the phone. So hopefully they didn't call the cops, but I don't know. I got out of there.
Ooh, that's worse. Going into the place to buy weed by mistake?
Yeah.
I'm here to get the weed.
Ladies, are you the ones I'm to buy the drugs from?
Sorry, we don't know who you are.
No. Back away.
Back away. Backing away is funny.
Yeah.
You're not going to turn your back to him.
No.
Like, keep my eye on you.
Let's see if I'm going to die.
I feel like that's how cavemen, when they enter.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my eye on you. Don't you make any sudden movements.
You're wrong with cave. Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.